Jails and prisons in New Hampshire do not offer recovering addicts a drug many rely on to stay sober. Yet health practitioners across the state say that methadone should be available, especially to patients already on the medication. As part of NHPR's ongoing series Dangerous Ends, NHPR's Emily Corwin reports.
It wasn't so long ago that Michael Burghardt managed a restaurant. He was on the up and up. He was getting methadone at a clinic every morning. He was going to work. He was staying sober.
What occurred is got incarcerated.
Now he's a line cook. He's back to square one. We met at a Dunkin' Donuts just blocks from the Valley Street Jail in Manchester, the same jail he was locked up at a few months earlier. Every time he goes to jail, Burghardt says he has to detox from methadone. And when he gets out, he relapses.
You know, it causes you to get back in the circle of addiction that you were just about, you know, maybe at the end of.
Burghardt is 32. He's been working on staying sober for a decade with the help of methadone, a slow-acting opiate doctors use to help people steer clear of heroin. Still, he's been in and out of jail 11 times in the last 12 years. There are arguments where the police get called, there's drug possession charges, driving without a license. And every time, Valley Street Jail does not continue his methadone medication. It would be the same at almost every jail or prison nationwide. And in jail, Burghardt has to detox, cold turkey.
You have muscle aches, bone aches. You feel like you're almost like basically dying. You're rolling over, tossing and turning, can't sleep, constantly getting up, throwing up, constantly having the runs.
The World Health Organization calls methadone an essential medicine and recommends it be available to inmates across the globe. If Burghardt lived in at least 33 other countries, from Canada to Iran to Kyrgyzstan, he could continue his treatment behind bars.
This notion that correctional facilities can just simply stop a proven treatment because for no good reason is, you know, that's absurd, and we should not tolerate that.
Jody Rich is a physician and researcher at Brown University. He, along with many other addiction specialists, says refusing to give a drug user methadone is just as bad as taking insulin away from a diabetes patient. But across the state and the nation, corrections officials say methadone is not medically necessary. Some worry patients would keep the liquid in their mouth and then sell it as contraband. And while the drug is inexpensive, acquiring a license to administer it or transporting inmates to a local clinic poses logistical hurdles.
We've become a de facto detox center.
Denise Ryan is health services administrator at the Valley Street Jail. Each day, her team has about 40 inmates on detox watch. That number has quadrupled in the last 5 years. She says as many as half of those 40 are detoxing from medically administered treatments like methadone and Suboxone. Here, nurses make sure detoxing inmates don't get dehydrated. The only people with access to methadone are pregnant women.
Because they're getting the methadone for the safety and the health of the child.
Withdrawal from opiates can cause miscarriage, but it's usually not fatal for adults. Still, it can be indirectly fatal. When opiate users detox, their tolerance drops and their cravings increase. Users behind bars become as many as 7 times more likely to die when they get out. Michael Burghardt does not need science journals to know how this works.
With the strength of the heroin and fentanyl out there, people are dying left and right.
In the last few weeks, he says 3 of his friends have died. See, methadone clinics in New Hampshire have waiting lists, some for a few days, some for a few weeks. His friends detoxed from methadone on the inside. And then?
When they came back out, they started using again, waiting to get in the methadone clinic, and they just used an amount that they were used to, thinking it would be okay still, but that caused them to overdose and
they died. Detoxing from methadone takes far longer than detoxing from heroin, and it's excruciating. Jody Rich says users know they're likely to do time in jail, so they tell him,
I don't want to go through the hell of not getting any treatment for 2 months. I'd rather do the, you know, short withdrawal from heroin on the inside than the long withdrawal from methadone on the inside.
Rich's research shows correctional policies actually deter drug users who are not incarcerated from seeking treatment. Still, Rich says he has hope about a medication called naltrexone. Unlike methadone and Suboxone, it's not an opiate. Jails in New Hampshire are short-term and house most of the state's detoxing inmates. They're not looking at offering this treatment to inmates. But the state prison is beginning to help parolees get one shot, which lasts 1 month, before release. The hope is this could stem a tide of post-release overdoses and give people more time to find treatment in the community. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.